Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today because today is my birthday. We've got a great show in store for you, and no one I would rather hang out with on my birthday than our buddy Trey Kennedy. But before we begin today's episode, let me take a quick moment and tell you about one of our incredible partners, BetterHelp. It's no secret to y'all that I really value counseling. I think it really matters for us to prioritize our mental and emotional health. If there are things in your life that are causing you to feel stuck or that are interfering with your health and happiness, BetterHelp is here for you. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist who you can connect with in a convenient, safe, and private online environment. You can send your therapist a message anytime, and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. I love that. Plus, you can start communicating in 24 hours, and you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. It really matters to the team at BetterHelp and to me, too, that they facilitate great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. And the testimonials they post daily on their site can really help you get a feel for how it all works if you have questions. BetterHelp offers services for clients all over the world, and they have licensed professional therapists that specialize in so many different disciplines, things like depression or grief or stress, anxiety, self-esteem, which means that the right help is available for whatever it is that you're dealing with. This is not self-help, and it's not a crisis hotline. It's convenient, professional, affordable counseling, and anything you share is completely confidential. I want you to start living a healthier life today. So as one of my friends, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun. Join over a million people and so many of our friends who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show, we have my friend Trey Kennedy. Throughout July, you're going to get to hear all of our That Sounds Fun tour live conversations if you weren't able to make it in person. We did save some of that interview for the live audience in the room, but you're hearing most of it, and you're going to hear some live feedback from the audience. Trey Kennedy is one of my very favorite comedians. You may know him from his viral YouTube videos or Instagram reels. He hosts a couple of podcasts, Correct Opinions and Do Less Guests. He was also on That Sounds Fun episode 125. If you want to go back and listen. He is on tour the rest of this summer and this fall, which you will have to go see if he is somewhere near you. But I was fortunate enough to sit down with him and a bunch of our friends in Kansas City before he left, and I think you're really going to love it. So here's my conversation with Trey Kennedy. I'm just so honored and so thrilled and so thankful to get to interview this guest in front of you. So will you please join me in welcoming Trey Kennedy?
Thank you.
There you go. Let's go. That's right. Here it goes. Right. You going to do the Ellen dance across the table?
No. Let's not talk about Ellen.
Okay.
I'm kidding. No, it's Ellen.
You're not. You just asked the crowd to give you more applause.
You guys are amazing. Kansas City. Let's go.
What a stand-up comedian.
I know.
Give me more.
Come on.
You already gave me something. I'd like a little bit more. Just a smidge.
Well, thank you.
did you grow up here?
No. Born and raised in Oklahoma. But yeah, I've there's some of y'all come up from Oklahoma.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are we touching Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just needed to confirm. There are a lot of things I do know.
Okay.
That was not one of them.
About Oklahoma?
Yeah. No, just in life.
Just in life.
I just didn't know if we were touching Oklahoma.
Not a lot
How
of Oklahoma.
How did you end up here?
I just moved here. Yeah, people ask me that. It's
He's
amazing.
He's like, Annie, I started my car.
Yeah. I finished school. I was like 22, 23. All my friends... I had a lot of friends, Oklahoma vibes, and married immediately.
Quit bragging. I had a lot of friends. I know.
They got married immediately. And I was just like, I would get do something new. And I had a few friends in Kansas City. I was like, that sounds good. So, but it's been great.
You really missed an opportunity right there. That sounds good.
That's the name of the podcast? I don't know. I just met her. I don't know. No.
I'm kidding.
We're great friends.
That is the worst we've just met.
No, of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay. I was reading your bio, which I've never done before. Sorry. And you have a master's in business administration.
Yes.
How's that working out for you in comedy?
Use it all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so how did you go? This is what I really don't know in our friendship. How did you go from studying that, moving here to like, did you just get a Vine account and decide to be funny on Vine?
Yeah, during At Oklahoma State, go Pokes. Okay.
Keep asking the crowd for more. Just keep on asking the crowd for more.
I started the Vine in college, RIP Vine. I kind of grew this following out of nowhere. And
will you explain Vine just in case people don't
know? If you don't know what Vine is, it's been gone for years now. It's very sad. But it was just 6-second videos on a loop, 6-second videos. So. It was
lose 2.5 hours watching.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the millennials TikTok.
Yeah, you know what? That's
exactly what it was.
It was the people agree.
Yes,
it was the millennial TikTok.
So
is that why I don't like TikTok?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe
I've already done it when I did it with Vine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you started a Vine when you were at school.
Yeah, so that's happening at Oklahoma State, and I'm just a classic. I don't know what in the world I'm going to do next. So the MBA was less of like, let's better myself, and more like, I don't know what else to do.
So school's worked out for the first 16 years of this.
Exactly.
I'll keep on keeping on.
So I stuck around. I was like, let's see if I can figure it out. And then by then, I'd grown a following on other platforms. And so I was like, I'm just going to get an apartment in Kansas City and make videos in my apartment.
Awesome.
It was kind of sad looking back on it. But,
when I think back on this.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't have like a following. That's very modest of you to say. You had millions of people who watched your videos.
Yeah.
And out of like nowhere. I remember you telling me one time, maybe when you were on the show, I can't remember if it was in real life or on the show, but where you were like suddenly your like fraternity brothers and everybody was like, who are you?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty wild. It was a classic overnight thing where.
Yeah.
In like 3 months' time, I had like over a million followers, and back then Vine was kind of it was very new. Social media was very new. Influencer was not even a word yet. No. Like people were like, why is this guy making so many vines in his bedroom? Right.
Just to be clear, they weren't all in your bedroom.
No, not all.
So,
but some, and.
Just wanted to clear up the kind of videos you were making.
It was not a subscription based. it blew up, and then Vine was deleted. So I literally had 3 million followers like disappear, and so I kind of started again.
Yeah.
Because I did kind of feel the whole time, I was like, this will be a fun story to tell one day. Like,
yeah.
I still need to figure out what I'm going to do. Vine was deleted. And I was like, well, that was kind of fun. Let me see if I can keep going. And then luckily, like Facebook and Instagram, by the time I finished graduate school, I had accumulated a following. And so I was like, oh, let's try it.
Yeah. I think Vine being deleted was a really... it was a really important lesson for a lot of us because you build this thing somewhere and it's not your house.
Yep.
And someone else can burn down that house if you've decided however many Instagram followers you have determines your worth.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I had to deal with, because I did not diversify at all. I was like, I'm just making my vines. I wasn't on any other platforms. And so when it was gone, I was kind of back to square one in terms of social media. So I had to kind of figure out, okay, that was weird to have 3 million followers and now zero.
Yeah.
Like, what do I do with that? And decided to try again and luckily worked out.
What is going on? And that when that is happening, because I'm sure y'all got a heads up. I feel like I remember seeing y'all, all the Vine people I watch saying things like, give me your email address. Hurry, I'm leaving.
Yeah, people are like, I just started a Facebook page. All the people who were kind of in the know on there knew the end was near. So
what was going on in your like the spiritual side of your life at that point? Because you were a believer then. Yeah. And there has to be something about God in that, or no?
Yeah, I think I, in a weird way, it was almost a relief, because I think getting so many followers so quickly was just kind of fun at first. And then I remember, how shocking is it that all these people just listen to your podcast and now they're here today? Like, it's hard to grasp that. It's like these real people here. And
right.
I have millions of followers. That's cool. And then for the first time, someone said hey to me in public. And I, by nature, a very shy person. So I was at the mall and these brace face girls were like, "We love your vines." And I was like, "Oh my God." You know? So I was like, it was kind of a whirlwind. And then I started to feel that pressure and kind of obsessively in an unhealthy way of like, I got to make another vine. I got to make another vine and all this stuff. And so it was almost a relief in a moment. And then I had a few months to decide, let me try it again. And it's kind of a constant recentering of what matters and what doesn't.
I think this is really interesting. And I want you to talk about the shyness for a second, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Only because we all die laughing at your characters and the videos you make that are all these characters, but that is not you. Mm-hmm. That's your characters you make. But then people see your face and expect you to be that middle school boy of the right, that y'all watch, or the girls in the fall, right? They expect, what is it like? How do you deal with that expectation in public when you're at Shoney's? What? Shoney's? Sure. When you're at, do they have those in Missouri and Oklahoma? If you're at a Chick-fil-A, that's a better answer.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're at a Chick-fil-A and the expectation of who you're going to be is not who you are, what do you do with that?
It is kind of strange, because I think a lot of people, if I get around them in maybe a normal setting or something, and I'm not I speak, right? I'm not some total shy introvert, but I'm not bouncing off the walls. I'm sure a lot of people assume. So they're like, "You're just so different in person." I'm like, "Well, do you want me to be what's up?" no one likes that person, but.
We do like him on video. That doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
exactly.
House.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. But I think everyone's surprised by that. But I try to just be real.
Which feels more, are they both you?
Yeah. I mean, I was always behind closed doors, I like to entertain my friends and make them laugh. But I enjoy kind of putting on a show every now and then, but I was always kind of gravitated away from the spotlight and kind of was a much more laid back person, but I can get in those moods and have fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. There it is.
Trey and I were internet friends for a long time, but we met in person at a mutual friend's show and we were standing in the back of the VIP and he starts telling me the books he's reading. And I'm like, "Who's this guy?" Right? Because all I knew so far.
You're like, "He looks dumb."
Yeah. He knows how to read.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's immediately what I thought. But the thing I've thought about for you is that separation of who you choose to be in your private life that is very different personality-wise than what pays your bills.
Yeah.
And that, so you just got married.
Yeah.
A year
ago? A year ago. We had our wedding a few weeks ago because of COVID, but we got married a year ago.
So Katie, you say her name publicly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all of a sudden I was like, edit, we have an edit point.
Katie, yes.
So when you meet Katie, do you wrestle with which Trey Katie has fallen in love with?
No, I think it is if you know me and get to really know me, you probably see both. I know Trey, he's a normal guy, but I can tell he can go there and be that type of guy.
Yeah.
But we had a type of situation where immediately we kind of hit it off and felt very comfortable. And, it was just funny to hear her, because this, we first met 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, each year it gets a little more get a little less confusing of what I do for a living, but so 3 years ago, she's like, "Mom and Dad, I met this guy. He's amazing." They're like, "What does he do?" She's like, he dresses up and makes videos,
They're like, "We don't love this."
Yeah, okay, yeah. Grandparents still can't wrap their heads around it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so a year in, married for all of COVID.
Yeah, I got married May 2020.
Yes.
We're able to have our wedding this May.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Everyone's very proud of you.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of like way to go. Yeah. Tell me what you know about God now that you didn't know in January of 2020, now that you're married. What have you learned about God?
I think marriage is cool because, you know, when you're a single dude in your 20s, and especially doing my thing, I was truly doing whatever I wanted, right? I was like, I'm going to try to make these videos. You know, I do whatever, whenever. And marriage is a amazing in so many ways. And one of the ways is, you know, you have to every day, nearly every moment, kind of like, okay, I've got to, like, what does this other person want me to do, or what us to do? And it's like to daily, like, there, you know, on a bad day, I'm kind of like, I'd like to play Call of Duty, but she wants to like talk to me. So, there's the bad days you have to pause and be like, you know, this is the right thing to do. And it's cool to feel that, and like how little meaningless that is. Like, you know, die to myself and serve my wife. It's like, and what the, you know, vastly bigger thing God did for us when we didn't even deserve it. My wife deserves it. So that's like a cool,
Yeah, you got us on that. Yeah. Well,
but that's been, you know, there's on your bad moments or whatever, it's kind of like, man, it's, you know, I'm signed up for this forever.
Yeah.
No, it's really, it's like, you know, I've signed up to be totally selfless. Was the ultimate goal. And like, that's, you know, it's a great thing. And I think marriage is awesome for that, to flex that muscle.
Right. And do you feel like in the first year, why are they laughing at you saying that?
They just can't even take me seriously.
They're right. Like, what?
They're like, he's not even married. He doesn't know what he's
Katie,
talking about.
Okay, she's 28. We get it. who is teaching you how to be married? Who are you listening to? Who's mentoring you? Whose books are you reading? Like, who's teaching you how to be married?
I think we are both very fortunate. We come from like families of successful marriages. So, you know, both our folks have been married 30 plus years, and we have grandparents married for 60 plus years. So, and aunts, uncles, everyone. So it's, we have a great tight-knit family. We try to see them as much as we can. So, that's been another cool facet to our relationship with like my parents or something of, you know, you kind of grow up and you don't realize how fortunate you are to have an awesome marriage right in front of you.
Yeah.
And you don't even think about it till you're married and you're kind of like, you know, okay, you guys have been doing this for 30 years. Like, what do I need to know? So,
Has being married changed your comedy?
It just changed the content, right? Because I'm making jokes of what I'm experiencing, you know? So when I was Vines in college, it was like homework or, you know, something. And now it's like, okay, I live with a woman now, which is, you know, now there's no food doesn't like rot in my house anymore. It's like she throws it away. So little things like that, but.
Little things like that.
Yeah.
Hey, friends. Okay, real talk here. Are you still going to the post office? Are you still paying full price for postage? Well, let me tell you, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. You can mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less, like a lot less. With discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more, Stamps.com saves small businesses like Downs Books so much time and money every year. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop sending out orders, or just navigating hybrid work life. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. No wonder over a million businesses choose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, you just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. And with their switch and save feature, you can quickly compare carriers to find the best rates every time. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code, That Sounds Fun, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com and click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in That Sounds Fun. That's stamps.com, promo code That Sounds Fun. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. And now back to my conversation with Trey. You made a video, I can't remember which one it is, but you made a video and one of the things you talked about was hair on the wall of the shower. And I was like, you know too much now. You know too much.
The funniest thing was because, you know, I grew up with a sister, we're a year apart. And, you know, we had a lot of time in our life where we shared a bathroom. And I never forget, I grew up and I would get in the shower and I'm like, how is she getting hair on the walls? And every time I just thought, like, that's crazy. I don't know. And then, you know, you get in the shower later and my wife's hair, but I was like, what is that? She's like, oh, I saved that for later. I forgot. I saved it for later.
Yes. Like, yes. That is, who else does that? Yes, all of us. All of us do that.
I just never get to get in there and be like, my sister did it again. She's she rubbing her head on the wall. I don't know.
You mean you thought we rubbed our heads on the wall?
I had no idea. I was truly.
That's what you worked out?
I don't know. Exfoliate. I don't know.
Of all the options, you thought, I bet they just rub their heads on the shower wall. And it comes out in strands like that.
I was blown away. I was.
I'm telling you, when you put that in a video, I was like, this kills me now. Trey has so much access to information he should not have access to.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a nice new world of ideas and content. Yeah.
It's really helping you move things forward.
Yeah, seriously.
Professionally.
I joke that if I run out of ideas, that's when we'll have a kid. Because I need a whole new, need more inspiration.
Trey, when are you going to have a family? Well, I've still got plenty of jokes.
Yeah.
Just getting started on the marriage jokes. Yeah. Is one of your videos, is one of your characters the ones people talk to you about the most?
I think Maddox, the middle school character.
His name is Maddox? Yes. Why have I never paid attention to that?
It's a subtle detail, but.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's not subtle is his retainer.
Yeah, right.
His retainer is 0% subtle.
That one for sure. I think that one's been really cool for me because I think, like with anything, you know, my comedy is what I'm experiencing. So I think a lot of my audience tends to be people like me, or you know, so they're maybe in their 20s or 30s or whatever. And that character alone has kind of really opened the door to, like, you know, 10 years old to like 60 something, where, you know, someone's mom will stop me and be like, I have a 12-year-old. He's just like Maddox. Yeah, I'm like, okay. But it's
back
great.
Us up to the start of Maddox. What happened? You were just sitting around.
It was just a classic, you know, what's the idea today? And I'm always throwing out ideas. A lot of videos you guys have never seen because they weren't good and they didn't get any views. But so it was kind of like a, you know, middle school is a funny type of end of, you know, stereotype. And, and I can remember what that was like. So let me just, I bought braces on Amazon for like $8. And
you did.
Threw them in and did a little thing. I didn't think much of it. It was actually one of those videos where I was like, "This, why am I doing this?" And it went very viral. And so, you know, I kind of continued and made it like an ongoing character. And it was just great. People were like, how do you know so much about a middle school? I was like, that I'm just reacting my behavior, to be honest.
So. I am actually recreating my middle school self.
Which is great.
I like when Maddox, who I've never called him by a name, I like when Maddox just stomps and yells. Like when he's like, Mom! And you're like, gosh, we did that every time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. That's every how you time. Spoke to your mother.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My poor mother, yeah.
I mean, when you have middle schoolers, you're going to have to do it all over again. It's going to be great.
It's funny. My wife is kind of the opposite of me. She's like very quiet and the sweetest, like laid back person.
Yeah.
And so she comes from a big family of like, she has like 4 siblings. And, you know, it's just me and my sister. And so initially Katie, and she kind of does, she's like, I want a big family too. That's kind of what everyone does. And, you know, I asked my mom, like, why just 2? She's like, well, you know, Casey is the name of my sister. Casey's great. I was done after you.
We planned on 8, but brother, you.
I was like, Katie, were all your siblings, like, were they really like well-behaved and nice? She's like, yeah, they were. I was like, that's why there's 5 of you.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens after 2.
You got a lot of gifts for getting married, a lot of presents.
Oh, yeah.
And you made a whole video about the stand mixer.
Yeah.
And how it, no one ever uses it.
No.
The KitchenAid. No.
I don't. That's just the, that's like the first option.
Oh
like,
boy. Oh boy. Sorry. Sorry.
We're going to split the room.
Hang on. Hang on.
She's like, I made cupcakes today. Okay. All right. Yeah.
How long had it lived in your house before you used it?
8 months. Probably. I mean, who,
oh my gosh.
Does it, no one in the room have it and never use it?
Oh, what color? That's apparently a question.
I think it's white.
You think? You don't remember? It's.
I told you we've rarely used it. But I've heard of a lot of people where, yeah, I put on my Insta story kind of like, who, and it was like a 50-50. People were like, oh my God, you know, attacking me. I use it every day.
Yeah.
But
that's
then,
what happened in the front right yeah, quadrant exactly. here. The bakers. But, I didn't know all the bakers sat together, but they do, apparently.
But a lot of people have it, and they're like, yeah, we've never touched the thing.
Did you get to register, even though it was COVID times?
Yeah. You know, so we, you know, our wedding was May of 2020, so that, you know, all the invites and stuff went out well before the pandemic. So everyone was RSVP'ing, and we're ready to go. We started to get some gifts, and then we had to pull the plug. So it was kind of weird. We got a wave of some early, and then, like, I think throughout the pandemic, people felt bad, so a couple showed up. And then,
hope and you guys then, are okay. Here's a vacuum.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then the rest came in at the postponed wedding, was kind of a long journey of thank you notes.
Did you? The people feel you on the long journey of thank you notes. Because the problem you have is technically you have a year to write them. You have 2 years.
I think we got to, if I get a thank you note a year later, I'm burning it. That's
if
not
If you get
acceptable.
A thank you note a week later, what are you doing with that one?
I'll say, wow, these people are really on top of it.
I still throw it away, don't you?
Well, yeah.
I don't have a collection.
No, what? I don't even finish reading it.
No.
Just like, you know what it's going to say.
You're like,
dear Trey, thank you for the...
That's exactly right.
I don't know
it
why
means
we
so
write
much to me that... Yeah, I know it did.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I really know it meant a lot to you, Trash.
Yeah.
Recycle. Recycle. We recycle it. Did you get anything you loved? Anything you registered for that you were like, this was the thing I wanted? I love when my dude friends register for stuff.
Yeah, I did. My COVID hobby I kind of took up was like cooking a little bit. So
tell me more, says the guy who hates his mixer.
Well, that's for baking.
Oh, you took up cooking, not baking.
No, I did. But no, that is kind of the reason why we first ever brought it out. Because I think, didn't you mention earlier, everyone made bread last year?
Like, yes, it's yes.
Obvious. So, you know, we moved in together, had this, you know, house with kind of a nice kitchen. I was like, I'll see what happens here. And it was
what
kind of
could happen in this room that I've never known.
So it was, that was like a fun hobby. And so I did use the stand mixer, but the thing I got like a very dude stuff, like a meat, like a Bluetooth meat thermometer or something.
What? I don't know. Tell me more. Why does your meat thermometer need to talk to your phone? Why can't it just do its job alone?
Yeah, it doesn't.
So do you put it in the thing and you walk away to another part of the house and your phone says, it's there.
I go on the street and that's the only way I can justify it. It's the only way I can justify it.
The longer you talk about it, I'm kind of getting into it now.
Yeah, right?
Because chicken terrifies
me. 165.
Yeah, 165. Whoa, that number. It feels like my arch nemesis. Because I'm like, I'm almost there. I'm at 158. We go. And then suddenly, 173.
Well,
And I'm furious.
Well, I grew up, I don't know if anyone else did too, like the meat thermometer started to blow my mind. Because I grew up in a household where like, it says to bake the turkey 4 hours. We do a six. Make sure it's done. I didn't think I liked chicken until I was like 17. They just char it.
Right. All the way through. Yeah. And so, but now I can put a thermometer in my chicken and go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone will say, come get it now.
2021.
But then who knew?
Yeah.
Amazing things.
It's amazing.
Hey friends, just taking a short break from this conversation with Trey to give a shout out to our amazing partner, Flamingo. Think about some of your routines and rituals each day that keep you centered and help you feel ready for your day, your morning tea or coffee, reading or exercise, or listening to your favorite podcast on the way to work. We need those routines, but sometimes doing things day after day can get a little dull, right? Things like shaving. And trust me, you just don't want the words dull and shaving in the same sentence. Well, with Flamingo, we can turn shaving from a chore into a ritual. Our friends at Flamingo want to elevate the parts of your daily routine that deserve more attention with feel-good body care products that work, like a $9 award-winning razor and shave gel formulated to help you get your closest shave. And right now, you can get Flamingo's award-winning shave set for just $16 at shopflamingo.com/Annie. My razors are seriously one of my favorite parts of my daily routine. They're beautiful, like white and rose gold. They feel good to hold. They get their job done exceptionally well. They're just the best. Flamingo was started by a group of women at the men's shaving company, Harry's, who wanted shaving to be a better experience for women, too. So they crafted razors that are both lovely and affordable, only $2 per blade. And they spent over 7 years perfecting products for those daily self-care rituals that help us look and feel our best. And with Flamingo's 30-day money-back guarantee, you can try it out risk-free. So get the Flamingo Shave Set with everything you need for a luxurious, smooth shave at shopflamingo.com/Annie. The set includes Flamingo's award-winning razor, also award-winning shave gel and body lotion, all for just $16 plus free shipping. One less trip to the drugstore, so get yours today at shopflamingo.com/Annie. That's shopflamingo.com/Annie. And now back to finish our live podcast tour conversation with Trey. Okay, so not only the videos, now you're doing a stand-up tour.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
What was that transition like going from videos to stand-up? That's two really different kinds of comedy.
Yeah, that's been a cool journey too. So like really in 2019 is when, you know, me and my people first had the discussion of kind of like, you know, we think you could sell tickets out on the road, like do a show. And I was like, what show? You know, you see what I've been doing. And you know, it's, I think a lot of people with a following who maybe make YouTube videos or whatever, they might go out and kind of try to do some Q&A or have some fun. But I was like, if we're going to do this, I want to like do something I'm proud of and kind of go for it. So I did, you know, did some kind of open mic kind of guest spot stand up stuff, which was horrifying, but luckily, it went pretty well. And so by the start of 2020, you know, I'd spent all 2019 writing and trying to get my feet wet. So start of 2020, I had a show I felt good about. And our first show of that tour was March 11th, 2020. So,
tell them how many cities the tour was.
20. We had scheduled like 25 shows.
25 shows
in March. And if you don't remember, March 11th, it was like Wednesday night. We got off the stage.
If you don't remember, we remember. Okay. Just quick note: we for sure remember.
Oh, so we got off stage, and you know we're feeling. You know, we
and it was the first show of the run.
First show of the run. We were in a room, you know, kind of like this. We're fired up. We get backstage, and someone was like, "Have you checked Twitter yet?" And my inclination was like, "Am I trending on Twitter?"
Right. You're like, "Am I canceled?"
Was that the best show? And
I knew my show was good.
They're like, "No, Tom Hanks has coronavirus." So, yeah, that was the night that the world, the country shut down. So we did like, I think we did the next day's show. And by the time like Friday morning rolled around, you know, everyone was done.
I mean, you heard Michael talking in the phone coaching part about losing jobs in 2020. What was that like for you, Trey? I mean, here is like the big dream happening and it's canceled.
Yeah. You know, I had a lot of perspective. I was lucky because, like you said, I'd fully built up the like make videos in my house thing. So I was like, I go back to that.
Right.
But it was, like I said, as you know, I spent all 2019 kind of doing it and really, you know, getting out of my comfort zone trying this thing that was fortunately seemed to be working pretty well. And it was a hugely overwhelming kind of week where it was like going on a tour, so nervous, like, you know, a lot of jitters. And then I remember, like the day before COVID was kind of a whisper. And I was like, I'm wondering if we'll be able to get through the tour that was going through like June or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, you'll be fine. And, you know, you got there so nervous, do the first show, you're on top of the world. Like this is, you know, wow, I'm so grateful. And then, you know, they're like, oh, COVID's hitting. And then it was 24 hours of kind of anxiety of like, do we do tomorrow night show? Do we not? And then people were like, oh, let's go ahead and do it. And then I started to get a few DMs like, how dare you hold an event right now? And then you wake up the next day and you start to, and then you forget. It's weird. I don't know if you feel this way. Like when I was out on the Trachea tour and all these people were out. I forget that. I guess I'm, it's my thing. I'm in charge. Like, I was like, what am I supposed to do? They're like, it's your show.
Yeah. Like,
so, you know, I have all these people like older than me, like, so what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. So I, you know, I like made the decision. Let's pull the plug. We got flights home, and then, and we're getting home and just kind of having a release of like, you know, kind of cried a little bit when I got home, like very, just like what emotional week, very sad. Everyone were like holed up in this weird war. And then you start to think, you know, we're getting married in 6 weeks.
Right.
So you're kind of immediately like her dream wedding, you know, it was, and everyone dealt with this. Obviously it was just like, just a weird,
but that doesn't make your story not true.
Oh,
we
yeah.
all dealt with it, but
oh, yeah.
that's a very true yeah. story.
It was just a very bizarre. Who would have thought that would ever happen? But
right.
A lot of good from it too, for sure.
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate you saying that. That's yeah. true. But also that's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so now you've rescheduled or some good. Degree.
Yes.
Is this a reschedule?
100%. So we, like I said, we got two shows done, but the remainder have all been rescheduled for later this year, plus more cities. So
yeah. Yes.
We're coming.
Yes.
Coming to Kansas City.
You're gonna be here?
Yeah.
What date?
We're coming to Kansas City. I'd have to double check October 21st, I think.
You're right.
I'm pretty
sure. We can
sure.
find it on the internet.
Yeah,
we'll find
yeah.
it on the internet. But we'll
but,
be there.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Does it feel, I won't make a guess of what it feels like. What does it feel like to get to, will it be the same show? Is it feel like picking up this thing up that you dropped off, or did you build something new, or what is it?
I'm very like grateful as well, because it just made me, you know, work on this thing for another year, basically.
Yes.
So, you know,
right.
we all had our like very quarantine days, and I was able to still do my thing in my house and make videos. But then we were able to finally get back and do some, you know, social distance shows and all that in like November. Yeah. And I've been doing those ever since. And now it's cool, because when I get back out to those rescheduled shows in October, November, December, like it's mostly the same content, but it's just really improved because of, you know, with time, it's just gotten better. So.
How did COVID change comedy?
That's a great question.
Thank
I think it's comedy is always the same, right? Where people just what's happening now? What can everyone relate to? The initial days of quarantine, like it was super fun to make content, because like what other time ever in any of our lives will we be like 100% of us are doing the same thing?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So we were making all sorts of quarantine content, you know, like from the day one of quarantine. I remember literally Lysoling our Amazon packages.
Yes,
like it was like
yes.
insane.
It was insane.
And like 6 weeks later, just throw it on your shoulder. Like, I don't, dude. Yeah. I've already had it.
I had it in January. I had it back then. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was really fun. And then obviously, you know, I mean, and then it just got someone like me, who my aim is to try to just keep it fun and lighthearted. And I don't want to pick sides. I want to do politics. Like, you get through COVID, and then it was like the most politicized year yes. of our lives. And we struggled with kind of like, okay, how do we just have some fun here? And when this is dominating everyone's thoughts right now.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of really funny stuff came out from it, just because from the people who do like to comment on all that stuff. But I do think, like with all the industries, pandemic and quarantine and working from home has just sped up so many things, where mm-hmm. your traditional stand-ups who maybe were like, you know, who are these guys making these videos, all of a sudden were like, I guess I need to make videos, and
yeah,
and vice versa. And I think it's cool to see slowly like the worlds of comedy coming together, where there's respect from both sides of like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not that easy to gain a following. It's definitely not easy to get on stage, and both sides trying to like meet in the middle was a cool thing to see from my perspective.
Yeah. You know, I say this to you a lot in our friendship, but one of the things I respect about you the most, I respect a ton of things about you, but one of them is you are a faith person who has a ton of non-Christian followers. I mean, you have built a thing where people who don't believe in everything you believe absolutely love you. How do you do that? We know you're a believer. It's part of your who you are and what you do. And yet somehow people who don't love God love you.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? What'd you do?
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I don't know. When I started doing all this, I wanted to like stay true to who I am and kind of like try to make stuff that I thought was truly funny, but also, you know, wouldn't be compromising anything I thought was right. And I tried to also not hide who I was. So
yeah.
I think just with any kind of comedy or any content, like if it's, I think the right way to do it is be authentic. If like who you are is coming out of that. And that's why I kind of always say, like, if you're a believer, I think you can tell. And if you're not, maybe that's not blatant to you, but mm-hmm. I hope that maybe over time you pick that up or I need to find opportunities to do that. But yeah, I want to create content that just brings everyone in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You do such a great job of that, dude.
Thank you.
I really mean it. I say a lot that I think when people fall in love with the people of God, they'll fall in love with God. Mm. And you just, I watch you as an inspiration of Thanks. What I want to do. And so I'm so thankful for that part of your work that so many people want to collaborate with you that aren't like you. So many people share your stuff that aren't like you. And it is just so awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah, I just think it's really cool. Does it get hard? Are there parts of that? Because that would be a calling. It would be a real thing. You've picked this path. Are there parts of it that are hard where you could have gone in real Christian comedy or you could have gone all the way to the stuff that makes a lot of people laugh but doesn't make you feel like you're being Trey?
Right.
Is there a challenge in the lane you've picked?
Yeah. I guess, you know, not more than anyone else. We're always trying to kind of be strategic, for lack of a better term, of like, okay, what's truly funny. And, Katie's become like a great, you know, I have a couple guys helping me kind of write and create all this content. Yeah. And Katie's been a perfect, like, all right, we'll run this by you. And she's like, that was all funny. Like, delete that part. Don't say that, you know? So, you know, we're not perfect at all, but trying to find that ground of like, I don't think it's bad at all to make just Christian content or anything, but I felt like I was supposed to kind of be in a lane of how do I do something that's legitimately people would think is funny, but doesn't necessarily alienate anyone.
Yeah.
Is the hope. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I will cheer for you privately and publicly forever.
Thank you.
And I want my friends to know you. It's why I want them to know Mike. As I was thinking, both of you are in such a very unique lane that feels so gospel centric without being loud about it.
Cool.
And I think that's how people are going to fall in love with God that don't mm-hmm. know him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the church is doing the best job looking like a fun place to be.
Yeah.
But following you is a fun place to be.
Cool. Thank you.
So I think it's awesome. You know, I'm going to ask you this. What are you reading?
Great question.
Thank you.
I'm back into reading. It is funny. You've like, there's a lot of adjustments in marriage, right? You live with someone, you kind of, you know, her thing is like, I want to lay in bed and watch TV till I fall asleep. And I had a strict, like, no TV.
I was like, you don't even have a TV for a while, right?
I didn't. So, yes. So for the first like 6 months of marriage, we watched TV every night before bed. Just did what she wanted.
That is so different than, I was about to be like, you did not own one.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I did not know that.
You know, you're obviously like totally, you know, love being around each other. So it's like a fun, you know, what are we binge watching this time? But I've slowly gotten back into the habit of reading. So I just finished Gentle and Lowly. Have you heard of this one? That's a very pop. I think I've heard a lot of people read that one. Yeah.
I haven't.
Who's
clearly.
It by again? Dane Ortlund.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. That was great.
Is it about?
It's about, it's kind of, in a way.
Yeah. Aren't they all? Right. Aren't they all?
No, it's about Gentle and Lowly. Focus on the verse that where it he says there's this verse in one of the Gospels where it's the only time Jesus reveals his own character. Where he says, "I am gentle and lowly."
Oh, wow!
And he kind of there's an old I think old style of like writing where these people would they take one single verse and write hundreds of pages on the verse. So mm-hmm. that's kind of his goal with like how do we what does that look like to know that Jesus and our Lord is gentle and lowly?
Yeah. Good so, read.
Great read. Yeah. Highly recommend. And, that was the most recent one that I highly recommend. That was great.
How'd you sort out having a TV in your bedroom now? Are y'all like, tell me those conversations. Y'all.
Well, it's fine. No, we've definitely, we for sure have. Cause she's like a night owl and wants to do that. And I like to be very kind of regimented. So
yes,
we kind of like have a thing. We're like, okay, we'll get in bed. We'll watch some TV that's got to go off at this point. We got to relax. So we're doing our thing, but, figuring it out. So it's all good. Yeah.
Well done. That is an impressive compromise. Cause there of my list of things about Trey Kennedy, my mind not owning a TV was like high on it.
No.
Like the guy doesn't watch TV.
No.
Now it's in your bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's different. All right, marriage. Looking forward to it. okay, Trey, is there anything we didn't talk about that you want to make sure we talk about?
I want to talk about your tour. This is amazing.
This is amazing, right?
Wow.
I mean, it's them.
Look at you
I'm
guys.
Just grateful to be here. Yeah.
I mean,
it's very fun.
Did you ever think from a podcast would turn into this?
I never, no.
Yeah.
I couldn't have dreamed up this. I told Trey backstage, like, I didn't know I could do something that felt like this. Mm. It is. I didn't know.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's a great, I was shocked by how much I enjoyed meeting the people that maybe come to my shows or something. Because I think it sucks to think this. You might all agree with this. You kind of assume like, oh, these people that come to my shows and want to meet me are probably weirdos. It's not that big a deal.
Listen, here's what I always say. The weirdos never leave the basement.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
The weirdos are the ones who show up in public.
Yeah, but like super pleasantly surprised of just how much like people, really surprised.
If he's ever met you, this is what he thought before he met you. She or he was better than I thought by a lot.
No, but it's like amazing. Like I meet these people and it's like, they're so encouraging to me and you know, a lot of people do so much like you have. You know, got us through the pandemic. You did so much. I'm like, you did too. Like, we're like, it's the equal relationship here.
That's
so
that's
cool. So congrats.
That's
amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Getting to be with us is just like, I didn't know I'd ever get to do anything like this.
Yeah.
It just feel, it makes and me feel just, like I don't calm down for a long time after a show's over.
Yeah.
Long time. I'm a treat to be around on the bus for the next few hours. It's a real pleasure. I spill stuff almost every night. Trey, I can't even explain to you how much I spill on the
You're
bus.
A spiller.
And I don't spill in my real life ever.
Okay.
I spilled a pitcher last night.
Excited.
An entire pitcher. It could not have gone worse. It's because I'm too excited.
Good.
I can't be controlled. Trey, the last question you always ask, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
Oh, okay. What sounds fun to me right now, my newest hobby, summer hobby trying to do, is golf.
Oh,
so I've been golfing. Yeah. Yeah.
Two people clap for
that.
So thanks, guys.
Okay. Not as heavy as the stand mixer crowd.
No. More bakers than golfers is what
Got
we wanted
to know. Yeah, that
more
makes sense to me.
Golfers.
That makes sense to
That's
me.
That's on brand. That's on brand for me. Yeah.
But we've been getting back on the road, which is amazing. And what you don't realize when you first start getting on the road, or people don't realize, we have shows, you know, every night of the weekend, which is amazing. Yeah. So we got to be at, you know, at the comedy club or whatever from 5 to midnight.
Yeah.
But it's like, what are we doing from 8 a.m. to 5?
Right.
On a Saturday or whatever. So I was like, me and my buddies who go on the road with me and open for me and stuff, we did too much just staring at each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do? And so we're like, golf's a great outdoor activity. It takes up time. So we're like, let's just go golf. And it was a disaster. And so I kind of went all in. I was like, I got my clubs. I got some lessons under my belt. And we're golfing. It is, I think it's a great exercise. I think God wanted me to learn how to like control my anger.
Previously, you weren't controlling your anger.
Well, I mean, not on the golf course.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'd say like we were in shows last week, and we started a round, and I was like, I'm horrible. You know, it's not good. And I'm starting to, and the people following us was like, "Are you Trey? Big fan, man. Big fan.
Yeah.
Good luck. You go ahead." And so I'm like watching me. I'm like, well, I should probably behave now. So. I was like, thank you.
Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
The group behind me might always know who I am.
I know. So the guy, he was like, guys, you know that guy from Instagram? We followed him all day on the golf course. He is horrible.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He puts words together I didn't know could be strung like that. Yeah. That's what you don't want happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
Golf is my new fun kind of hobby. We'll see how it goes.
That's a great answer.
It's fun.
Well done.
Yeah, it's a great way to get out and just spend 5 hours with your best friends and
and get some vitamin D.
Yep.
A little sport.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing this tonight.
Thank you.
It just
you.
Means a lot
Thanks
to me
for having
that
me.
You would make time.
Absolutely.
I think so highly of you. So
thank
I'm,
you. You too.
I'm really
you
glad
too.
To get to see you. Being in the same place as you is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's so fun.
So I'm really thankful. Will y'all please give a big round of applause to Trey Kennedy?
Thank y'all, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, you guys, isn't he the best? Oh my gosh, I love Trey Kennedy so much. This was one of my very favorite conversations I've ever had with him, recorded or not. I just adore him. So make sure you are following him. Check out his tour dates. Watch his hilarious videos and tell him thanks for being on the show. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassing and easy to find, even on my birthday. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you may need me. That's how you can find me. And I think that's it for me today. Friends, go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I will do the same. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here on Friday with our live podcast conversation with Artie Sequeira. Yeah. Say, say.